Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And all the talk this week about residents have been, in the central west of New South Wales. And residents have described how floodwaters moved through the small rural town of Molong in central west New South Wales like an ocean, flooding homes and businesses overnight. Well, Shawnee P, our newsreader here at Triple M, that's where his mum lives. He joins us in the desk. Good morning, mate. How are you, buddy?
Good gentlemen. Good to be here.
Mate, how's your mum going?
Mate, she's doing well. The town's been pretty hard hit, as you can imagine. But I mean, it's the entire central west, you know, it's not just Molong. We've got Yugara, we've got Forbes, they're still copping the worst of it, and it's a lot more to come, I'm afraid.
You'd know a lot of people, wouldn't you, that are...
Yeah, a lot of people.
Really, that are really, in big trouble.
Really big trouble. It's unprecedented. We've seen floods there in the past, but I mean, you've got water gushing through businesses' windows, you've got people left out on the street. It's disaster out there, mate.
Shawnee, the footage that we saw coming from the dam, and it was just... unbelievable. It looked, I thought we were watching something in America, like from Niagara Falls or whatever. And I'm there, this is coming over the dam.
The force of nature was it beggared belief, didn't
and,
it?
And the amount of litres that was pouring out was amazing.
It's unreal. The people have called it an inland tsunami. It's 230,000 megalitres a day they were releasing at the peak, which is equivalent to maybe half of Sydney Harbour. And that's every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
And these people would just be, like, it'd be sunny like it is today, and this water has just poured through.
Yeah, in the firing line. So, it's unprecedented. And I mean, you've got people out there who don't have any flood insurance on their homes. You've got premiums of $30,000, $40,000 a year because it's such a prone floodplain. So they're left out in the cold. They've got nowhere to go. They've got nothing to spend their money on. It's terrible.
So it is a prone floodplain.
It is out there in Yugara and Forbes. We've seen the Lachlan River especially. It's headed for a peak of 10.8 metres, I believe, later today. So, I mean, you can imagine that's pretty high.
And no one would have, at 30, 40,000, no way.
You cannot afford that.
No, you can't.
And then what happens, do you think, do you just move, when you need to rebuild this area, because it's completely wiped out, a lot of it, are they just going to move to higher ground and start again? Is that
it's generational farming. They've been there for years and years and years. They're not just going to up and leave because of a flood. They'll rebuild their resilient communities, but it's devastation.
This is very similar to Lismore, because they want to move Lismore and the government's looking to buyback scheme. And you go, when it's constantly happening, I know people don't want to move, as you said, you know, generational farming and all that sort of stuff. They don't want to move. But you go, then where do they move to?
Well, this is the biggest thing that's happened since, was it the 50s? There was a flood of similar height?
We've seen regular floods. I mean, latest, probably the worst flood you've seen in Molong, particularly from my local knowledge, would be 2007, 2008, it was pretty much halfway up the main street, Bank Street, like it is now.
Yeah.
But it's really pressing. And it's one of those things where you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. And it's the next step now, I suppose, is disaster assistance funding and what the government can do when they step in to help these locals.
And we've got Shawnee P from Triple M Newsroom. He's in chatting because he's from Molong, which has been devastated. Nearly every single business has been affected too, I read yesterday.
Down the main street, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so you're going back home this weekend?
I am, yeah. Hopefully to pitch in and help out where I can.
Yeah. I tell you what, mate. And so I know your mum lives there. Do other family members live there, Shawnee?
In the area. So yeah, yeah. I've got a brother out in Orange and I've got an old man out in Manildra.
And how are they going?
They're doing well. Everyone's a bit wet, as you can imagine. But, I mean, everyone's copping it quite bad.
And so, mate, are they continuing to release that amount of water from the dam? Because it was at 130%, I heard.
That was the peak. 230,000 megalitres a day was the peak. So it is coming down from there, and hopefully it'll come down a lot further.
Oh, mate. Well, thoughts and prayers. Mate, you're a good lad going back home to help out with that flood relief as well this weekend.
All the best.
Shawnee P from the newsroom, thanks for taking time out, mate.
Thank you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.